What's up? Welcome back. I am Jeffrey, and today I want to talk about arrogance. This is something I've been thinking about a bit in the last week. So I told you in the most recent episode of Laracast Snippet that I was working on taking a book I wrote a few years ago and more or less completely rewriting it, but taking sections and expanding upon them, deleting stuff, adding stuff. You get the idea. And one thing, this was actually pretty educational for me. One thing I noticed as I was editing code or examples that I had written a number of years ago is that I kept deleting the same sort of line. And that line was something along the lines of some kind of inversion of, quote unquote, doing X is considered a bad practice. I mean, I found this littered probably in a dozen different places of the book. And almost every single time, I just found myself hitting the delete key. Because it's just sort of arrogant, really. I'm looking at these examples I provided 3 years ago, and I'm thinking, well, in some situations, that would be perfectly fine. Why are you dissuading the reader and telling them it's a bad practice? I mean, if you've listened to this podcast much over the last year, you know that I'm not a big fan of that anyways. But it was fun to go back and edit this book and find myself getting mad at myself 3 years ago. It's pretty funny. Yeah, just all these references to bad practices and, oh, I referenced the single responsibility principle way too much in that book, which I must apologize to you if you read Laravel Testing Decoded. Again, we've talked about the single responsibility principle here or on the Laravel podcast, so no reason to continue talking about it other than to say it's a good goal. It's a good mindset to be in, to always ask yourself, well, is it the responsibility of this class to do this? But beyond that, I don't really think about it too much. From my experiences writing code myself and seeing what other people write about on their blogs or Twitter, is that people just want to take it so far. And their justification for every single change is just single responsibility principle, single responsibility principle. And you just read a blog and you will see it littered everywhere. Well, we can't do that because it violates the single responsibility principle. And that's like the worst thing we can do. So yeah, I have lots of references to that in the book as justification for why some kind of piece of code needs to be extracted into another class. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. And of course, once again, I was just hitting the delete key over and over, getting rid of all this arrogant junk I was spouting. And I also found sections where I would be talking about unit testing, and I would be using, once again, just these black or white rules for what a unit test is. And if you do this, it's not a unit test. And you can't touch this collaborator or this database because it's a bad practice and you don't want to do that. You know, this stuff was just all throughout these sections. And I almost found myself feeling kind of gross editing my own code. Not to say that tons of people don't subscribe to these exact ideas that I was writing about. But just having grown as a developer over the last number of years, yeah, it's kind of interesting to go back and be ashamed of yourself in many ways. And really, I think arrogance in general is a big problem in the development community. We're all a little too arrogant for our own good, whether we want to admit it or not. And you see this through like the Twitter debates or the Reddit debates that people get into. Everyone is just so positive that their view is the correct one because they have all this experience to prove that, I don't know, dot, 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 ORMs are evil and offensive, or introducing service location into a controller is the worst thing you could ever do, or violating the law of Demeter, you know, all of these things. Everyone has very specific opinions, and they will take you down if you disagree. And the funniest thing about that is, can we all agree? Imagine you go into the past, and you're going to look at code that you wrote for some project 5 years ago, okay? Is there any chance, even remotely, that you're going to think to yourself, wow, this is really good stuff? And the answer is no, it just doesn't happen. For better or worse, it doesn't happen. You're going to look at that code you wrote 5 years ago and think, oh God, why did I do this? Where's the spacing? Why didn't I just create this instead? You know, and really when you think about it, that's a very cool thing. The fact that we can look at code we wrote not that long ago, go 2 years back or 3 years back. And the fact that you're ashamed is an indication that you have grown as a developer so much. But still, that doesn't stop these Reddit battles or these Reddit aggressive discussions from forming basically every single day. Because once again, we're all so arrogant to think that this is the proper way. And if you're not following the strict rules of object-oriented programming and you're using this tool or this ORM, then that completely breaks the rules of OOP and you're just doomed, right? You're doomed if you do any of these things. I'm including myself into this. We're all too arrogant. I saw a tweet not too long ago that said, as a development community, we're still in our first 10,000 days in terms of building websites and web applications. And when you think about it, it's like we're babies. We really just don't know what we're talking about at the end of the day. We're all just trying to figure things out. So from reading my old books and relearning my old ideas that I used to have and have since forgotten, yeah, you know what? I'm somewhat ashamed that I was so arrogant. I didn't mean to come across that way. I thought they were rules. But as we always find, rules end up not being rules the more you dig into your career. Okay, so that's it. Next week, I'll be back with something else. Laracast Snippet is on iTunes and Google something, whatever theirs is called. I think it's everywhere. So subscribe, say something nice on Twitter or Facebook, and then come back next week. Bye.